have something I'd like to share with you today. And I'll tell you, through the week, as the Lord has been dealing with me about this, I told Sister Maxine just a little bit ago, I still have a respect that the Sunday morning service is for the pastor. And as the Lord gave me this, I said, Lord, I don't know when this will be for. I can put this in your hands and you work as you see best. I believe this morning is the time to give it, and I ask for your prayers. Amen. This week, I've had a life lesson. Sometimes we'd like to just be able to forget them, those that go very bad. And then the Lord comes along and says, no, we're going to get some mileage out of this one. This life lesson that I had this last week, I hope I'll remember it for life, because I don't ever want to go through it again. Had something happen one day, and I was minding my own business. Got on the internet to check my bank statement. And while I'm going through checking my bank statement, something pops up on the side here. Health food. Says you can get this sample bottle of an acai berry. If you've ever heard that name, I don't ever care to hear that name again myself, but that's what was advertised. You can get this sample bottle of vitamins here. We want you to be able to try it out. It's $2.95. We're going to give it to you for free. Just a little shipping that you'll need to pay. Well, I thought, you know, I've heard a lot about that, read about it. I think that'd be a good thing. So I decided I'm going to take advantage of that $2.95. Such a small amount. To do that, you got to go through and fill out your personal information, and you got to give them your debit card number. So I did. You know, and you have those feelings of, sure hope this place is legitimate here that takes my debit card number. But down at the bottom, it gives all these places that guarantee their safety here. So I felt better about it. Down when I filled out all of my information, and there's a button. Hit this button to confirm your order. I did. Well, once I confirmed that I was through, so I got out of there. Went on about my way a few days later. Sure enough, here comes a bottle of acai berry vitamins. And I stick them up in the cabinet. Someday I might give them a try. And that was the end of it, as far as I was concerned. Thursday, I happened to get on my checking my bank statement again, and I saw this same vitamin company had just pulled $150 out of my checking account. And it really didn't bother me, because this is definitely a mistake. That was only $2.95. So I called quickly. I called, and the lady that came on, I mean, she was just as nice as could be. Sounded like she had probably heard that 1,000 times before and knew exactly how to take care of it. She said, sir, when you hit confirm, had you read everything that you said you saw was in there? Did you read the terms and conditions? Well, I didn't know about any terms and conditions. All I wanted was just a little bottle of vitamins for $2.95. She said, on down there, which if you would have read it, it said that you have a 14-day trial period to try out these vitamins. In that 14 days, said you can give us a call and we'll cancel your order. Said, but if we don't get that call within 14 days, you have automatically authorized us to bill your account $150 a month from then on, and we'll send you another bottle of vitamins until you call to cancel. Well, as she's saying this, something happens in my throat. It starts like it's shutting off, like I'm running out of air. Because I realize, you know what? This isn't a scam. This thing was for real. And I just didn't read all the fine print. So I didn't say anything wrong, because I knew I was wrong. I'm just in trouble. Well, She was just as calm and polite through it all because she knew she had me too. So she said, well, which would you like this call to be? She said, would you like to go ahead and place your cancellation and we'll consider it done and we'll not charge you after this? Well, they've got $150 now. Or would you like for us to just continue sending you the vitamins and billing you each month? Well, I knew quick which one I wanted, but it was neither of those options. But here I was stuck. Well, the Lord wants to get some mileage out of some things, so quickly I want to go with you through some things, because that's just a temporal lesson that we learn. A life lesson, I don't care if I never see an acai berry. I don't want any vitamins. You can't give them to me. I've learned my lesson. Well, the other night I was laying in bed, and, you know, I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately. And it's going over in my mind, and the Lord said, got some things I want to talk to you. There's some spiritual lessons for you to pick up here. Yes. And that's what I want to share with you for the next few minutes. Because there are many people spiritually in that same place today. When they hit confirm or how they wanted their life to go, here's what they wanted. All they wanted was some happiness. All they wanted was some fun in life. As we hear sometimes, all they wanted was let the good times roll. When I hit confirm for my life, that's all I wanted. Yes. But they failed to read the terms and conditions. Here's what the cost is for that. Seems like it's such a small price to pay, but we didn't read the terms and conditions. I didn't see it all. And this is not just for unsaved people. This is for every one of us. I appreciate what Brother Steve said this morning, because this is for me. There are some things that come into my life that I can hit a confirm button on. Yes. Some unforgiveness. Somebody really did me wrong. And I have a right to some unforgiveness. And it's really on, the cost is only $2.95. Yes. That's not much of a cost. But you know, just the picture he has here, I could be right back here. Just picked up just a little bit. The price is so small, I could get back up there easy. But it starts widening. Other things start coming in. Somebody did me wrong. I got hurt. But the cost is, it seems so little. But it's because I haven't read the terms and conditions, what it's really going to cost me. I'd like for us for a little bit to go to Hebrews 12 and 15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. That root starts out real small, but it starts to grow. And it can be unforgiveness. It could be in my life holding grudges against something that somebody has done to me. Seems such a small price, though. It's not going to cost much. But look at that next verse in the 16th. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Yes. You remember that story? That was such a small thing. Remember when he so casually said, well, if I don't get those lentils, that little soup, what's my life worth anyhow if I'm going to die? He seemed like he could purchase it at the $2.95, but he didn't read the terms and conditions. I may want to change later. Look at this next verse. For we know how that afterward, when he would have inherited a blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. And we see this one. Those times on the board behind me here, and I appreciate it this morning, those times when the Lord has come along and said, hey, watch out. That little bit of unforgiveness has a higher price tag than you ever realize. It's going to cost you more than you realize. The devil would like for us to get in this kind of place as Esau. Sold my birthright. I didn't realize it cost that much. I thought it was only that $2.95. So using this analogy, I'd like to go somewhere else this morning. Let's take a look in Genesis, third chapter. And in the first verse, we've read this story so many times, but I'd like for us to use our analogy for a little bit. Talking about Eve. Where the serpent comes to her, and he says, said unto the woman, Hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? Let's think about Eve for a little bit, as I was. She's at her computer screen. She's checking her bank statement. She's seeing all the deposits that God has made into her life. Don't have to look very far either. Living in the Garden of Eden, don't have a need of a thing. But here comes a pop-up. And it says, Has God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And for a little bit, she kept her mind in the right direction. She replied, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, he said, Don't eat it, don't touch it, lest you die. And that should have been all the time she spent with that pop-up. She should have clicked right on out of it. And I think about for myself, that free trial caught my eye, and I lingered longer than I should have lingered. I've done it before. You see a product listed, and it almost looks too good to be true. It's on the internet. So you start reading the information, you read the testimonials for it, and it sounds so great. I'd like to be able to have that. But then as you go through and it starts asking you for that personal information, I've had it happen to me before. I get down to the point where it says, Give me your credit card number. And I say, No, I don't think I want to do that. I've heard these things about, so why I fell into it this time, I don't know. I've heard about these things before, and I'm just not willing to give. I'm not willing to go that far. I'm not willing to do it. Kind of like with Eve. Had she said, I'm closing out this pop-up. This thing is going to take me farther than I want to go. Yes. Let's look at James for a little bit in the first. Because there was such a price to Eve. If we used our analogy, it would seem like just a little $2.95 maybe. But it cost her so much in the end. Yes. There's a process that goes to it. And I'd like for us to take a look at it in James in the first chapter. And in the 12th verse, Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. That's a blessing to a man that when that pop-up comes, he doesn't receive it. He clicks right on out of it. Because it goes on to tell us, every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. There is a progression that goes. It starts out almost like it's so small, it won't hurt a thing. You know, really, this behind us is the same way. I start out moving away just so small, it doesn't even seem like I've made a change. But 1 degree over a period of time gets you so far away from the original mark that you had. And that's the way with this one. It's telling us, when lust hath conceived, it brings forth another step. It brings forth sin. Sin, when it's finished, it brings forth death. So, looking at that, I want to tell you something now. There's nothing wrong with you buying a bottle of vitamins on the internet. There's nothing wrong with you buying anything. What I want to tell you is, be careful. There can be some hidden things that you don't realize. Back to Adam and Eve, he had given them so many things, but he came along and he let them know, now there's one thing here that I want you to let go of. Don't allow yourself to go there. You've got everything else going well for you. Folks, we have the same thing today. The Lord has freely given us so many things, and the devil will come along with a pop-up saying, hey, this has so little price. In fact, it doesn't cost you anything. All you need to do is pay a little shipping here. Just a very little shipping. Well, you know, she let me know. The time's passed. It's gone. It's time to pay up. And I want to tell you something. The devil will do the same thing with each of us. I have now taken you far enough that you can go to, you know, if someone does you wrong on the internet, you can go to your bank. We have the bank that I bank with, Bank of America, is in the building I work in. I've had times before where there were charges that I didn't do. Somebody else had used the card or there was a problem or something. I could take it to them, and when it was the other person's fault, they would reimburse the money into my account and then go take care of it themselves. This one, I couldn't go to them Because I went and looked, and sure enough, there were terms and conditions down there that said it exactly like they did. I would have never taken it if I had seen those terms and conditions. The trial period started from the day I ordered it. So all the days that it was in shipping, those were my trial days. The 14 days was counting away. But let's get on away from there for a little bit. Thinking about Eve, it seemed like such a simple thing to start taking a look at that fruit. Look back in the third chapter again. Almost like she's saying, what would it hurt? The price is so low, it wouldn't cost much. In the sixth verse, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, here's when we get in trouble. When I continue to leave that pop-up up there, and I even start reading the information with it. Saw the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes, a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of it, and did eat, gave it to her husband, and he did eat. What a cost. That cost was so great. Also, when we look back, you remember Esau. When he did it, it seemed like, what would it matter? What is my birthright worth anyhow? I am so close to death. I am so hungry. But let's take a look. I'm working back and forth between Esau and Adam and Eve because I want to tell you it fits us so much today. Let's take a look at what it cost Esau. In the 25th chapter, because there's going to be some things today that's going to have a price tag on it, so much greater than the devil ever told me about at the beginning. 25 and 31. And I'm in the wrong.
This day thy birthright.
Okay. And go ahead and 31 through 34.
And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he sware to him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave him the pot, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
You know, I could kind of see myself in that picture. It seemed like, hey, whenever I've gotten what I wanted here, it was such a small price to pay. He never realized that on down the road, my birthright's going to mean a whole lot more to me than it does right now. He despised it. It says to neglect as unworthy of regard. That's really what happened with Adam and Eve. She failed to see those things, her focus became on the pop-up. This looks, I've got to have this. I've got to have it. Forgetting all those other things that the Lord had given. Well, it says Esau sought it carefully with tears, but he wasn't able to get it. How would you, as I look at Adam and Eve, let's look at that last, right at the last of Genesis, where Adam and Eve were put out of the garden. Now, I guess I've never thought about it before, but looking on down in the 22nd verse, it's now time for punishment. It's now time to pay up. There's nothing to be able to be said about fraud. I did it. I just did not read the terms and conditions. It says, the Lord God said, behold, a man has become as one of us to know good and evil. And now lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever, I'm going to have to do something. Therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground and from whence he was taken. So he drove out man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims, a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. And I thought about this. Right on the outside of the entry to everything that was good that God had for me. While I'm out tilling the ground, while I'm out fighting with the briars and the thorns, I can look over. Because it doesn't say that he destroyed the Garden of Eden when he walked out of it. It says he just didn't allow man to be in it anymore. What a price tag for him. Today, as we close out, I'd like for us to think about something. There's a warning to all of us. This last week has reminded me of that. The devil has a plan for me. He has a plan for you. He doesn't care how long he takes. He doesn't care what it takes. He has a plan that when I draw my last breath, I'm lost.
Yes.
And you know what? Today, it matters not that I'm saved and sanctified. I'm not home yet. The devil will be sending pop-ups to every one of us, saying the price is so cheap.
Yes.
Take this. It'll cost you almost nothing. We're going to have to be on guard, every one of us, if we expect to make heaven our home. He's got a 1-year plan. He's got a 5-year plan. 20-year, it matters not to him. It's important to him that at the end, we're lost. There's a song on 392. He goes through 4 different types of people.
Yes.
Because I can say I'm a Christian, I'm safe. There'll be no trouble with this. It says, to the sinner, to the neglecter,
yes,
to the backslider, and then to the Christian. Every one of us have got to be on guard. We've been talking the last few weeks about that great cloud of witnesses. There have been those who have gone before us that have been faithful and lit the way for us and said, come on, you can make it. There have been those that have been lost, and their testimony is, don't go this way.
Yes.
The cost is so great. I thought it was just $2.95, but it cost me everything. Remember the story of the rich man and Lazarus? As I think about this analogy, the rich man had this pop-up come up in his life, and he took the fame. It doesn't say that he went out and robbed from other people. The devil knew that maybe that wasn't what would get him, but something got him.
Yeah.
And we see on down, if I thought about it this way, that he was willing to give the devil his personal information, willing to give him his debit card. Didn't realize that it would cost him so much. Didn't seem like it would be that much of a cost. But then in Luke 16, it goes on down to payday. It says the rich man died, and he was buried. And in hell, he lifted his eyes, being in torments. That's the bottom line of it all. That's where he's gotten us now. There's a song, number 482, and I'd like for us to sing it when we're finished. It says, have you counted the cost? And this is for every one of us as we go through life. As the devil brings something, I'm saved and sanctified, but he brings today a hurt that someone did to me, and I feel justified in it. I want us to think about this out in the future. Have I counted the cost? It's more than $2.95. The terms and conditions says I can lose my soul for it.
Yes.
It says there's a line that is drawn by rejecting the Lord, and that's not just done by unsaved people. That's these that we saw this morning, where the Lord comes along and he checks me. He said, Dan, you need to correct your direction that you're going. There's a line that is drawn by rejecting that, where the call of a spirit is lost, and you hurry along with the pleasure-mad throng. That $2.95 is a small cost to me. Everything is going well. Have you counted the cost? You may barter your hope of eternity's morn for a moment of joy at the most, for the glitter of sin and the things that will win. Have you counted the cost? While the door of his mercy is open to you,
yes,
ere the depth of his love you exhaust. And I want us to remember again, this is for all of us. Maybe today I have heeded the Lord's call to me. I have canceled out on every pop-up that the devil has brought. He'll bring another one next week. There'll be others that come to me. Won't you come and be healed? Won't you whisper, I yield? Have you counted the cost? Have you counted the cost if your soul should be lost, though you gain the whole world for your own? There was a song sung this week at the funeral that has challenged me. A part of it said this: I look at the years I have wasted. How sad, what a shame, what a loss. Each one of us can look back at times in our life that we would say there were some wasted years.
Yes.
There were some wasted days. Places where I could have done different. But that verse of song did not end there. It said, but Jesus had mercy, his love shed on me, and he led in the way to the cross. While we have breath, we have opportunity here to correct, no matter where it is, to move on up. I appreciate this given this morning. There is one more verse I'd like to look at. In Isaiah 61, there's a way out. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings. We know this is talking about Christ. Unto the meek, he hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. This is the remedy for us accepting pop-ups in our life that have caused us spiritual ruin. The Lord God is upon me. He's anointed me to proclaim liberty to the captives. So, kind of like we hear from Paul Harvey, I want to close with telling you the rest of the story. I was caught. $150 was gone, and there was not a thing I could say about it. And I believe the Lord helped me here. I said, what day was that order placed? And she told me it was October 26th. And I said, you mean it's not the day that I get it? No, because she doesn't know the day I get it. So they start the 14-day trial period from the day I order it. A light came on in my head. I said, this is the fourth. This is the 10 days instead of 14 days. They had made a mistake and took it out of my account during that trial period, which didn't help me out any as far as saying I was so smart, because I would have never checked it if they hadn't pulled it out of my account. But all of a sudden I realized, hey, 10 days has passed. I said, ma'am, I want to thank you for pulling that out of my account on 10 days. I said, because I'm still within that 14-day trial period, I believe. I'd like for you to take this as my acknowledgement, and I'd like to cancel my order. And she was quiet. She said, I'm going to have to talk to my supervisor. She came back, and she said, sir, we've talked together, and we've decided we'll settle for 50%. We'll drop it 50%. Well, I was kind of on a roll then. I said, ma'am, I'm within that 14-day period. I want it all back. And she gave it all back. She said she would. But what I want us to think about today is that has been going through my mind. How many times in my life has the devil come along with a pop-up and said, this has no cost? But down underneath there are some hidden things that will cause me to lose my soul in the end. But I want to tell you, Jesus said, I've come to proclaim liberty to the captive. We don't have to be lost. Those of us who are saved today don't have to fall in on a 20-year plan that the devil has for us, that when I breathe my last, he got me. We don't have to do that. Can we sing that song, number 482? Thank you.